the Wolf. Who's this?
Hey, Don. Mark Wills. How you doing, man?
Mom, my brother from another mother with the 90s thrills that pays the bills. Mark Wills! Come on!
You are a little too excited today. What's going on in your world, man?
Are you kidding me, dude? My career started in the 90s. You and I, brother, we got a lot going on. We grew up in the heyday, the golden age of country, brother.
Amen, man. I'll tell you, it seems to be having a resurgence.
Yeah, you know what? And I follow you obviously on social media, and I will say you are leading the charge, my friend. You are leading the charge, and I love that about you.
Trying to get our industry back to being about what made our industry so great, which was great songs and great music.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And I'll tell you, man, you're right. The resurgence is there, and it's been brewing for a few years. You know, whether I'm talking to our friend Tracy Lawrence or the real deal with the James of Steel, Mr. Neil McCoy. You know, they're all carrying that 90s flag, and everything's cyclical, man. It comes back around, and I love that. And when we start looking at Mark Wills' music, we go, this stuff was like foundational bedrock music for the 90s. I mean, everyone that came out in the 90s and really got their career going, it seems like they all, there was room for everyone. You know, there really was.
You know, well, there was, because what we did back in the 90s was everybody was allowed to have their own lane, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't that your music had to sound like this and you had to fit in the exact same mold as everybody else. You know, we did have some people. You know, you did have the George Straits, and there were people that tried to mimic that, and there were the Garth Brookses where people tried to mimic that, but. But really, back in the 90s, you sort of struck your own deal, and you know, and you got out there and you sort of paved your own way.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't mean that when I say paved your own way, I mean we had great influences like Alabama and Millsap and people like that came along before us that paved the way for us.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to do our own thing, and that's kind of where I feel like we're heading back to today is people wanting to do something different than what's out there right now.
And I love that you're still doing your own thing. And you mentioned Ronnie Millsap and his special night the other night at the Grand Ole Opry, which you are a member of and you frequent as well. Were you there for Ronnie's night?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. I kicked the night off.
Yeah.
I started the show off that evening you know, Mr. Acuff used to say, play the one that brought you to the opera stage. So we kicked the evening off with Jacob's Ladder.
Nice.
And then from there we played a couple of Ronnie Millsap songs, which was awesome.
Okay, so we are going to kick this interview off with the one that you kicked off Ronnie Millsap's Grand Ole Opry celebration with. Jacob's Ladder. More with the incredible, incomparable Mark Wills coming up. And of course, he'll be at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall on the 7th of March. We'll see you there.
Station.
Talking with Mark Wills, who is coming to the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall on March 7th. It's going to be a great night. He's on the phone with us. I believe he's at the mall shopping with his wife right now. But man, I'll tell you what, you're going to be here in 8 days. And we are so excited that you are coming back to Idaho to Wolf Country.
We're gonna have a good time, man. I'll tell you. When this show came in, we were talking about it, and I was like, man, it's been a long time since we've been up in Idaho.
Yeah.
And having said that, we've always had great shows up there. You know, we've always had a great time every time we've been in that neck of the woods. So we're looking forward to another great night.
Fantastic. There are some seats still available. Showbandgaming.com. We'll be giving away some tickets prior next week. And yeah, man, obviously carrying the mantle for 90s country. Who are some of the new artists that you really like?
You know, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I was at the show the other night. Ella Langley was there. You know, she did a great rendition of a Ronnie Millsap tune with just her guitar.
Yeah.
To see some of this younger talent that's out there that truly cut their teeth on a lot of the same stuff that we cut our teeth on. You know, that's the great thing about real music, that has real musicians and real pickers that are playing it, not a computer hard drive sitting in the background playing all the loops and stuff. When you have real musicians that are doing it, there's just something about that, and people gravitate to it.
Yeah. You know what I miss, though? I miss that the community and the connectivity of country music is outside of concerts, which I'm glad are back in full force, outside of touring and concerts. I miss the 90s dance clubs. I miss people coming together and dancing on the dance floor. I miss the line dancing. I miss being in the DJ booth, knowing the song for the new line dance. I miss people coming together outside of concerts to celebrate country music. Now it's all online, you know? So.
Well, maybe we have to find somebody that has more money than they know what to do with and have them open a honky-tonk.
Reopen Wild Horse. Come on, let's go.
There you go, baby. Reopen it.
Well, we cannot wait to see you live and get together with all of our country brothers and sisters at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. Ford Hall on the 7th. It's going to be a great night. If you still got a brush popper, wear it at your own risk.
I see the Kicks Brooks flame shirt in the audience. We're bringing that person up front.
Okay, challenge accepted. You might find a few people sporting that shirt, my friend. But hey, man, great talking to you. I wish we had more time, but I do want to say we are honored and we are excited that you are coming to East Idaho. And we can't wait to see you out there in Ford Hall at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. It's going to be great times and great memories and great music with you.
Absolutely, Don. Look forward to seeing you guys. Y'all be safe. We'll see you next week.